Hey, Pop, I'm home.
Hello, son. All this paperwork sure gets to you.
Oh, yeah? What you been doing all day?
What's it look like? I've been keeping the books.
Oh, let me have a look.
No, that's okay. I like to keep my book in order. I'll take care of it.
Let me just look at it.
I'll take care of it.
I thought you...
Bookmark.
52 of them.
I lose my place a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I've been playing little cards. Who are you, the FBI?
Played a little cards, had a little drink, took a little nap. Anything else?
How would you like a little one of these across your lip?
Never mind. Just come on out here and help me unload this truck.
It's pretty lonesome around here, you know. A man can just do so much coordinating. It'd be different if I had a wife or a dog.
Well, why don't you get yourself one?
A wife?
No, a dog. Come on out here.
Come on out here like you own the place. It's still Sanford and Son, and not Son and Sanford. Hold it, hold it.
What's the matter?
Don't take nothing off until I tell you. You want me to coordinate this inventory, or don't you? Now, what you got there?
1 5-foot length of 1-inch pipe. I take it off now?
1 5-foot length of 1-inch pipe. Hold it, hold it. Don't just throw it anywhere. What is that, galvanized iron?
Yeah.
Well, put it in the GI section. That's... It's GI for galvanized iron.
HC section?
Huh?
Hubcaps. You want me to put them in HC?
Let me see. No, I'll put them in GC. Garbage can.
You're ridiculous, you know that? Jason, how'd you get in there?
Hey, who is this kid? What are you doing here?
It's Jason, a kid I know from the route. He sneaked a ride. You shouldn't have done that, Jason. You could have got hurt, you know.
Well, what you looking for, kids? Hubcaps? Radio aerials? Frisk him in Lamont.
Wait a minute, Pop. He's not a thief. He's a little kid.
Well, how old are you?
9.
Well, you look 21. I bet you're a short thief. Either that or he's a midget. And there's one thing I hate, it's a midget who go around stealing for a living.
Hey, Pop, I'm telling you, I know this kid.
Well, good. All right, kid, you had your ride. Now go on home. Go.
Can I just play here for a little while?
But, no, you can't. Get out of my chair. You can't play here for no little while. Listen, you be running around here and cut your foot on something, that rusty stuff around here, and then you know what happened to you when you cut your foot on something rusty? You know what you get?
What?
Lockjaw. Then you won't be able to eat no more fat burgers.
Look, Jason, you can stay around here and play, but just be careful and don't get into nothing, okay?
Thanks, Lamont.
All right.
See, listen, what are you doing? You gonna get us in trouble with that kid playing around here?
What's wrong with that, Pop?
You know what a lawyer called a junkyard? An attractive nuisance.
A what?
An attractive nuisance.
And where did you hear that?
On a Perry Mason rerun.
Are you gonna start?
No, no. See, it's true. See, this millionaire named Marcel Colton called Perry Mason. But see, Perry Mason was taking a steam bath, so he had to talk to Perry Mason's secretary.
I don't want to hear about it, Pop.
Della Street. She's good looking for a white woman.
I'd like to ask Perry Mason if he'd come out here and help me lift this stove off this truck.
Well, you better ask him because I ain't gonna lift it.
Well, why not?
Are you kidding? If I lift this stove, tomorrow I'll be wearing a truss.
Come on, Pop.
Well, I don't mind wearing one, but it messes up the crease in my pants.
So, in other words, you're not gonna do it?
In other words, I don't want a hernia. See, I'm at that age now where I could get one. Really, it's called HP.
HP?
Yeah, hernia prone.
Is that something else I should ask Perry Mason?
No, you should ask MW. That's Marcus Welby. See, he had this story where this guy on the show, he was a piano mover.
I don't want to hear about it.
See, he was a piano mover, and after his 21st wedding anniversary, he started walking funny.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Look, I said I don't want to hear about it. Now, let's just forget about the work for the day and go inside and have something to eat. Jason?
I bet he took off. I bet he took off with some of my valuable stuff.
What valuable stuff?
A refrigerator, a stove, a sink. I mean, it's a gold mine out here.
And I suppose a little kid took off with all that heavy stuff, right?
Well, maybe he's not alone. Maybe it's in the syndicate. Just like that story I saw on Mod Squad.
I don't want to hear about it, Jason!
Here he come now. Look how his pocket is bulging. Say, kid, what you got there in your back pockets?
Nothing, Mr. Stanford. That's me.
Everything you eat must go straight to your back pocket.
Stop it. Now, look, Jason, now we're going to go inside and have our dinner now.
Yeah, so you better get on home, Jason. Goodbye, Jason.
Yeah, you can remember how to get home because it's not that far.
Goodbye, Jason.
Yeah, see, you better go now, Jason, or your mother's going to be real worried about you.
Yeah, goodbye, Jason.
She's not home.
She's what?
She's not home. She's working.
Oh, well, goodbye, Jason.
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Hey, would you like to have dinner with us?
I sure would.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Listen, let the kid go home.
Excuse me, Jason. Now, look. Now, let the kid eat with us if he wants to.
Listen, Lamont, let him go home. Kids are just like cats. You feed him, and he'd be hanging around here forever.
What are you talking about? He's got a home.
Well, then let him go to it. Goodbye, Jason.
Wait a minute. Now, it's not as if we don't have enough food. What are we having for dinner tonight?
Chicken. 4 backs and 3 necks.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah, enough for 2, but not for 3. Goodbye, Jason.
Would you listen to me now? I'll give him one of my backs.
Well, it's your back and not my neck.
Good. Come on, Jason. I'll go upstairs and get cleaned up, and I'll be right back down.
Say, kid, don't touch on that stuff. That's valuable. Yeah, this is valuable stuff here. You know what this is?
Uh-huh. Junk.
Listen, kid, don't be funny. You know you might be younger than I am, but I can still give you one of these. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Well, come on in the kitchen, wash your hands. See, if you're gonna eat with us, you gotta wash your hands. You wash your hands?
Yes, sir.
Good. You're always supposed to wash your hands every time before you eat. And from the looks of you, you should have the cleanest hands in your block. You like chicken?
Yes, sir.
What do you like? Backs or necks?
I like necks.
You do, huh? Well, you know, backs are better for you.
Yeah, but I like necks.
Yeah, well, see, backs are the best for you. See, because if you eat necks, see, you might get one of them bones in your throat, and then you'll grow a chicken neck.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen people with them little chicken necks? Real ugly. See? And then when you grow up, you won't even be able to get a shave. You have to go have your neck plucked. Now what do you want?
I'll take the back.
Good boy. Go ahead and finish drying your hands. I'll go get another chair. You sit down right here. I'll be back, man. Oh, those are them. See, that's a fine thing you did inviting that kid here for dinner.
Hey, what are you grumbling for? Pop is just one little kid.
Yeah, it's one now. But then tomorrow you bring some friends and be some more. And then the next day some more. And then pretty soon it'll be some more. That's how Boys Town got started.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm Papa Sanford, not Father Flanagan. Hey, get that chair there. Bring it in.
Hey, Jason, what would you like to drink? You want a glass of milk?
Okay.
What about a beer?
Pop, children do not drink beer.
What's wrong with that? It just got some barley and some grain and stuff in it. You know, just cornflakes in a can.
No beer.
Okay, I'll get the drink.
Hey, Jason, what do you like, the necks or the backs?
Back, please.
Well, don't you like necks?
Yeah, but I'm afraid to swallow a bone because I grew up with a chicken neck.
Who told you that?
Your dad.
Well, it's true. It is true, see? I had a cousin, Big Sonny Jim Haywood. And he always eat chickens. And he eat the chicken neck. And he grew up with a chicken neck. Funny little neck, he couldn't even get a collar to fit him. And one night, him and his wife had an argument, and she almost choked him to death with one hand.
Stop it.
And his twin brother, little Jim Haywood, he used to get the other end of the chicken. And when he grew up, his face looked exactly like...
I said that's enough. Is it good, Jason?
It sure is. It's the best chicken back I ever ate.
Yeah, that's because I cook them special. See, a lot of folks just shake and bake, but I buy and fry. You really like it, huh?
Yes, sir. You're a great cook, Mr. Sanford. You know what? You ought to own your own restaurant.
Well, you mean that, huh? Well, look here. Why don't you take one of these necks? And just be careful now, and don't get none of them small bones in your throat.
Thank you.
Thunder. Sounds like a storm.
I'm scared of thunder.
Hey, Jason, ain't nothing to be scared of. Don't you know what thunder is? It's nothing but electricity in the atmosphere.
Why are you telling them a thing like that? You're scaring them to death. Electricity in the atmosphere.
All right, what is thunder? What makes that sound?
Well, it's thunder. That's Black Angels tap dancing.
Don't worry, Jason. If a storm comes up, I'll take you home, okay?
Okay. Lamont?
Yeah?
Is it okay if I sleep here tonight?
No.
Wait a minute.
No.
Stop it.
No.
Would you hold on a minute?
No.
Look, Jason, if your mother comes home and you're not there, she'll be worried about you.
She won't be home. She's staying overnight on this job.
Well, what about your father?
I don't have a father.
You mean if you went home tonight, you'd be all alone? Hey, it's okay. You can stay with us.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Look, Jason, why don't you go see if the windows are closed in the living room there? See that, Lamont? What'd I tell you? And I tell you, kids are just like cats. You feed them, and they'd be around here forever.
Hey, Pop, you heard him. No father, his mother's working, and a storm is coming up. Now, who are you, Simon Legree?
No, and I'm not Conrad Hilton either.
Pop, it's only going to be for one night. Now, I'll take the kid home the first thing in the morning, all right? Now, just relax.
It ain't enough for me to be around here with one dummy. Now, I got to have a dummy and a half.
It's okay, Mr. Sanford. They're shut.
How many you want?
Four.
Four? Four? There ain't no way to play poker. Only a dummy would draw four cards. Yeah. I'll take two. How much you bet?
I'll bet $100.
$100? Say, is that a B over there?
I don't see no B.
You bet $100. Well, I call you $100 and raise your $100. You call? Well, read them and weep. Aces over jacks. What you got?
Four kings.
Four kings?
Now you owe me $650.
Okay, I'll show you another game. This is a new game. Yeah. Now, here's the way we go. Three for you and four for me. Two for you and one, two, three for me. Now, look at your cards. We added up 100 in front. Now, what you do?
Now what?
Bet $100.
How you know wins?
How many cards you got?
Five.
I got seven. I win.
Let's play that game again.
Okay, then. I'll deal again. What's Lamont?
Hey, Pop. Jason, what are you still doing here? It's 4 o'clock. What's the matter with you, Pop? When I left here this morning, you wouldn't let me wake him up, and now I come home and he's still here.
Well, see, he was keeping me company, and he was helping me coordinate. Wasn't you, Jason?
Is coordinating the same as playing poker?
Poker? You was teaching a little kid how to play poker?
He wasn't, Lamont.
See?
I was teaching him.
We gotta get you home, man. Your mother's probably worried sick. Why didn't you call up and tell her he was here?
I asked him, and he wouldn't give me his phone number or nothing.
Come here, Jason. Hey, you got a phone at home? Okay, what's the number? Hey, look, now your mother's been working hard all day. When she comes home and you ain't there, it's gonna make her sick. You don't wanna make your mother sick, do you? What's her name?
Winnie.
Her last name.
He ain't gonna tell you. Any kid who can draw four kings ain't gonna give you his phone number.
Pop, we gotta get him home.
Okay, okay. Listen, Jason, now you know you got to go. You can't hang around here forever.
Why not?
Because this is not your house and I'm not your father.
You mean my mother you could be?
Forget that, and I ain't married nobody.
Come here, Jason. Now, look, you can come around here and play anytime you want to, but right now you got to tell me your phone number so I can call your mother. Now, what is it?
Go ahead, Jason. Tell him else I ain't gonna be your poker pal.
I'll tell.
Good. Whoops.
Hey, wait, Smitty. What's
happening?
What's going on, Smitty?
How are you
doing, fellas? Hey, where you been so long?
Fighting crime in the streets, Mr. Sanford. We are going to get it to the point where people can walk anywhere in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but they'd still be running in Watts.
Hey, is that the little man, Lamont?
Yeah, this is Jason. Hey, Jason, come over here, man. You're not scared, are you?
No, don't be scared, Sonny. Man in Blue is a friend to you.
Yeah, well,
you know,
Man in Blue, get your foot off there.
Oh, sorry. You know, in the lawman hyphen juvenile relationship, the primary consideration is the establishment of an atmosphere of mutual trust between the official and the minor in question.
Be cool, little brother. The fuzz is your cuz.
Yeah, we just want to ask a few questions is all.
How'd you know he was here?
Oh, on the way home, I ran into Smitty and Hoppy, and I happened to tell him that Jason spent the night with us last night.
Well, he ain't done nothing.
Well, we just want to check him out, Fred, you know, to make sure he didn't run away or something.
Oh, you got a lot of runaways now, huh?
Oh, yes. It's an age-old problem. Didn't you ever run away from home, Mr. Sanford?
No, but I had a brother who used to run away about at least once a month.
Is that so? Well, what finally happened?
His wife divorced him.
He's talking about kids.
Yeah, we just want to have a little chat with the youngster and make sure everything is cold.
Cool.
Cool.
Jason? Jason! He's gone.
Sure he's gone. You bring two policemen in and scare him half to death. He did what any normal American kid would do. Split.
Now, don't worry, Mr. Sanford. We'll try and track him down, see if we can't reassure him. We'll just check out the neighborhood. I'm sure everything will be gravy.
Groovy!
Groovy! Groovy.
You big dummy, you see that? You bring those two policemen here, and not Jason. We'll be a runaway kid. Listen, you know what he'll be doing? He'll be in the penitentiary writing a shit story. And you know who he's going to name it after? You. You know what he's going to call it? Super Fink.
That's enough.
That's right. And then when he gets out, he'll come looking for you, just like I saw in the picture once with Humphrey Bogart. See, a guy sent Humphrey Bogart up to the penitentiary, and when he got out, he came looking for this guy, and he had a gun with two bullets in it. And I'll never forget how he said this. Listen, he said, listen, I got two bullets in this gun. One for me, and one for you, sweetheart.
I'm going outside and look for Jason.
I don't care what you do. You go out there and look if you want to, but you ain't gonna find him because by now he's across the border. Sweetheart.
Jason? Jason, are you out here?
Jason? You out here? If you're out here, say so. If you're not, say so too. So we'll be making fools out of ourselves. Lamont, come here. You know, I think Jason is somewhere out in the yard hiding.
You think so?
I bet he is.
I bet he ain't.
Jason, what'd you run away for? Now, why'd you do that?
I was afraid of those cops. I'm afraid they're going to take me down to juvenile hall.
Now, you know we wouldn't let them do that to you. Come on back in the house.
Yeah, come on in. I'll fix a nice chicken dinner.
Necks and backs?
No, gizzards and feet.
Just before the police came, he was going to tell us your phone number at home. Now, what is it?
I don't remember.
Come on, Jason, tell him.
I don't remember.
Okay, no gizzards and feet.
2927399.
Okay, that's better.
Hey, Lamont, it's the police. Get back again.
Let me go.
Wait a minute, Jason. Just calm down.
Jason! Where have you been? I've been worried sick.
This is the little guy's mother. She put in a report that her son was missing.
You see that? Now, didn't I tell you your mother would be worried? He told us that you'd be working all day.
Well, that's true, but he was supposed to go over to his aunt's house and stay there with her overnight.
He didn't tell us that.
Jason, what have you been doing all this time?
Playing poker with Mr. Sanford.
No, wait a minute. We just playing for fun.
He owes me $650.
Well, you better pay up. we'll be on our way now, ma'am. Bye.
Goodbye, and thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, and Smitty and Hoppy, y'all did a great job.
Well, thank you. We like to think of ourselves as something like the Canadian Mounted Police. You know, we always get our man.
Yeah, well, why don't you guys celebrate and get yourself a woman?
Well, so long, Father.
Brother.
Well, we'll be going, too.
Oh, no, don't rush off. Why don't you stay and have dinner with us?
Can we, Mom? Please?
Well, I certainly don't want to cause you any more trouble.
No trouble. It's cause for celebration. We'll have a nice chicken dinner.
Gizzards and feet?
No, legs and thighs. Say, Lamont, why don't you take Jason out in the yard and show him how to dribble the basketball?
Okay.
And, Winnie, why don't you come in the kitchen with me while I flour these legs?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing.
I know what it is. You miss Jason. Come on, tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I got sort of used to having him around. It was like having a little son in the place.
Hey, Pop, you got a son, remember?
You know, it ain't the same. You've changed, see, since you got big and grew your own mustache.
I wonder where Jason is today.
I don't know, but I know what I'd do if I was a mayor. Or if I had a whole lot of money, I'd build a great big park, you know, so kids could play in it. You know, kids running around like Jason.
A park?
Yeah, you know, a park where you could get them off the street and they could play in there and stay out of trouble.
Hello, Jason. Mr. Sanford.
Jason.
Hi, Lamont.
Hey.
Say, Jason, what are you doing here?
Mr. Sanford, remember you said it'd be all right if I came back here and play?
Yeah.
Well, is it?
Anytime.
Hey, great.
Good.
Okay, you guys.
Yeah!
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.